presenting a project, reacting and defending.
Let me first introduce myself. My name is John Smith, and I'm representing McTavish Consultancy. We have examined the economic situation of your region carefully, and we have come to the conclusion that your major problem resides in the lack of adequate facilities for your industrial development. As a result, we have several proposals to put forward. Let me go over the main parts of our project. First, we intend to develop your transport infrastructure. What I mean is that we plan to extend your main harbour and to build new access bridges and motorways. Secondly, we think that setting up a new electricity power station is a priority if you want to modernise your region and to provide energy to your local industry. I'm sure you agree with me on this last point, since at the moment you are depending on neighbouring regions for your energy supply. We now come to the financial aspect, and my colleague will take over.
Yes, thank you, John. So, let me say a few words about the cost involved by such a project. I suppose you are going to tell me that the cost is enormous, and indeed, the estimated bottom line amounts to $3 billion. But I would like to reassure you on this point. We are convinced that you could easily get subsidies or loans from the central government or banks at low interest rates. I think we have now covered all the aspects of the question. To conclude, I'd just like to stress the urgency of the situation if you want your economy to get a new start. I'm now ready to answer your questions.
I have one question concerning the interest rates. What do you mean exactly by low interest rates? Could you be more specific on this point?
I'd like to comment on the project as a whole. I think it makes sense. But I would like to remind you of our primary objective, which was to develop our industry. Therefore, I was surprised to realise that you talked about transport and energy, but never mentioned any specific industrial development. Do you have any specific proposal regarding this point?
I see what you mean. Let me first answer the question regarding interest rates. We can reasonably expect them to be of the order of 12%. Would that be acceptable? Now, to come back to the question of industrial development, I can assure you that we have thought about the question. We are convinced that if you provide the adequate infrastructure, local, national, or foreign firms would spontaneously come to set up their facilities in your region. Similar experiments elsewhere in the European Union have proved that this is always the case. Does that answer your question?